This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's stories, a partnership between the Miccosukee Tribe and a wildlife foundation is underway to safeguard animals in the Florida Everglades, including panthers and key deer. And we'll hear part two of our series on Alcatraz Prison and its history with the Hopi people. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. The Miccosukee tribe is embarking on a campaign to buy and protect lands in the Florida Everglades. The Guardian newspaper reports that the tribe's in a partnership with the Florida Wildlife Corridor Foundation. The goal is to create a safe habitat for threatened species, including black bears, panthers, and key deer. The initiative was spurred by the Trump administration's slashing of federal funds for conservation projects. Talbert Cypress, chair of the Miccosukee, is quoted as saying the tribe has a constitutional duty to conserve their traditional homelands, the lands, and waters which have protected and fed the tribe since time immemorial. The agreement was announced at a summit of corridor stakeholders in Orlando recently, after a study by the Native American Fish and Wildlife Society found that 60% of federally recognized tribes have lost grants or other federal funds exceeding $56 million since Donald Trump began his second term in January. And now we continue yesterday's story about the Hopi 19 and Alcatraz Island from KJZZ's Gabriel Piatarazio. Insert second half of Piatarazio feature here. And I'm Brian Bull for National Native News in the KLCC studios of Eugene, Oregon.